It's the Dry Bean Scene. The Dry Bean Scene is sponsored in part by SRS Commodities and Heads Up Crop Protectants. This week we're speaking with North Dakota Dry Bean Council Chair and Northwood, North Dakota farmer, Carl Joda. Carl, how's this year's crop looking and how did harvest go?
We finished our dry bean harvest about 10 days ago, I suppose it was, and we had a below average crop, had nice quality and good harvest conditions, but just too much water in the first half of the growing season.
What type of beans did you end up primarily growing this year, Carl?
Maybe Zen Pintos. I have visited with a number of people throughout harvest, and yields have been all over the board. There's been some really good fields, but a lot of poor ones too. It all depended on drainage around here, it seemed like.
With edible bean harvest pretty much finished throughout the region, what else do you guys at the North Dakota Dry Bean Council have going on? Anything coming up here on your schedule?
Well, I think, we had our big reverse trade mission back in September, and there's some good video work being done with the Batman Western Mom and some other promotion stuff with dry bean recipes and stuff. As far as things coming up, the next big thing would be Bean Day in January.
We're also speaking with St. Thomas, North Dakota bean farmer Tom Kennelly. Tom, tell us about your crop.
The edible beans we finished mid-September. I wouldn't call it a bumper crop of edible beans. I'd call it a respectable crop of edible beans. Edible beans are a little bit more finicky. I guess probably some decision-making on our part got into a little bit of weed control trouble, but kind of came back at the end kind of strong, and I was pretty happy with that. But weed control is always an issue in a sugar beet rotation for us. We're kind of limited by certain chemicals we can use and can't.
This update brought to you in part by BASF, the Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association. It's the Dry Bean Scene.